first.
All right.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, so it was a wonderful youth camp this year. I'll give kind of a little synopsis, and then I know Tracy's going to share something, I imagine, right? Some folks. But the theme verse for this year at camp was Philippians 3, chapter 3, verse 20. I don't know if you kids can help me with that verse. The version's not one I'm familiar with. What? Do the hand motion. So let's see, let me pull it out of here.
You guys remember?
Our homeland. Can you kids help me with it? Can you help me with it?
Do you remember what you learned at youth camp?
I bet you could.
Our homeland is in heaven.
Our homeland is in heaven. And we are looking for our Savior, Jesus Christ, right?
To come.
From heaven, and then it's Philippians 3:20. Right. Our homeland is in heaven, and we are looking for Jesus Christ, and that's the theme verse. Was a theme verse of the camp. So we were looking at. It was really just a good simple laying out of the gospel. I know I was in with the middles, the 4 to 6 year olds, and we used the felt board a lot, so we had a lot of visuals, which is a lot of fun. Started with Adam and Eve in the garden, and the big problem. We had a big problem. Adam and Eve started with nice little beautiful red hearts, and then they got these black hearts that landed on them, and the red hearts were taken away, and they were taken out of the garden. Flaming sword was there to prevent them to get out, and so there was this big problem, and we have a great need as people because of this great problem that exists because of sin. And so that was very just nicely laid out for the kids, and then of course the gospel was preached where Jesus Christ has come and he's taken these things. And I think Sarah did a really wonderful teaching. She had this ugly cardboard man of sorts with like X's for eyes, and it was all black, and he was frowny face, and she taped on there just all these different things, anger and hatred and pictures of things that were obviously ugly, but then we taught that those things were buried with Jesus Christ, and then when he was raised, and those of us that believe on him, and of course she flipped the picture around, and it's happy face and good things like love and grace and mercy and peace and the things that come by the Spirit of God. And so some of these things are just, like for me sitting there as an adult, enjoying just the real simple concepts. And maybe I'll jump in again, because actually your teaching really blessed me. So I'll let you share about it, but maybe I'll jump in and share what blessed me about it. I got to share, in my theme verse that I used was Colossians. We all know the verse, but I'm going to read it to you anyways. And kind of the second half of the week was focused on two kingdoms, there being two kingdoms, and us being citizens of the heavenly kingdom. And so I started that half of the week off in Colossians 1, verse 13 and 14. And it says here in ESV, it says, "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." And once again, just a fun visual. You got the felt board, and you got Satan on one side with a crown on his head and a bunch of people underneath him, and then I had Jesus Christ on the other side with a crown on his head, and we're able to show the people that underneath Satan with the black hearts and move them over. They were transferred into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and then the red hearts came off, or the black hearts came off, the red hearts go back on. And now these folks are part of that kingdom of God. And there's still some folks that remain under the authority of darkness. And those are the folks that we can reach out to and bring the light of the gospel of Christ to them, to bring them over to the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom which is far greater than the earthly kingdom of the adversary. And so, it was fun. I was teaching it, but I was like getting blessed because I was seeing it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is so simple, you know, and so beautiful. And the reality of it is that here we sit in this room, a room full of people with new life, with the Spirit of God dwelling in each one of us, and we're in this new and this wonderful kingdom of our God, and we, you know, we bring that light to this dark age. So that's we went on from there. There was, you know, of course, sharing on the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ's return someday, to be returning to gather His people together, and I'll let Tracy share on what she shared, because you were after me like the next day, I think.
I really got blessed with your teaching too, watching the, when you had, here we have the kingdom of darkness, you know, with Satan, and he's got a, you know, mean face and a crown on, you know, and the black hearts being no spirit, you know, then you were, and then we were transferred. I'm just like, just watching the little flannel figures, I'm like, transferred. We work, but we're not. You know, it's like, this is really who we are. And the red heart, you know, being Spirit of God. And so they, a few times throughout the weekend, Sarah taught and someone else too, but they kept asking the kids, what are the things that we have to help us on our way while we wait for Jesus Christ? And they got pretty good at it. The Spirit of God and the Word of God, we can pray. And then Lily and I got to share how we are strangers here together, so we have each other, you know, to help us on our way. And we got really blessed sharing that and talking about it with the kids, because, you know, just really, just we're strangers here. We're still here. I'm like, guys, we're still here. But we're not the same. What we have is the Spirit of God, and that sets us apart. And the whole point being together, we're strangers together. You know, we have each other to help each other. And thank God, God gave us each other to help each other stand. And how, the more you look at the world, Lily shared the verse, how we're strangers and foreigners, how the people in Hebrews, you know, people like Noah, things were pretty crazy and trippy in the days of Noah. It was bad, but God had a plan. He started building an ark. That looked kind of different than the world. Good. Different than the world is good. You know, and then she talked about Abraham and how he did what God said. He saw himself as a stranger here, and all these people in Hebrews, and how we should look strange. And Lily and I had sunglasses on and touristy hats when we got there, like, kind of looking different. Like, do we look different? Difference good. Like, okay, well, we're not really on vacation here, but we talked about how it's kind of like, you know, when you go on vacation together with your family, you don't usually go by yourself. You go with your family. You're in this different place where nothing's familiar to you. You know, and the more time we look at God and His Word, the more we look around us, it looks strange. Like, when you leave camp, you might go to the grocery store and see something and you go, that doesn't look at all like the kingdom of God. Yeah. Good. Then it should look weird to you. If it starts not looking weird to you, you know, you need to spend more time with God. And so we talked about that. But we remind each other. And if somebody, the flannel board, again, really, I just kept picturing that. Lily and I talked how we've been transferred. What if we took this one guy and set him over here all by himself, without the family of God in this world, and how that would, who would that make happy? The kids, that guy, you point to the devil, right, would make that guy really happy. So, you know, when we see one of our brothers or sisters in Christ go off by himself, then, hey, you know what, we need you here, we love you.
Mommy, you.
That's awesome.
And Mommy, the song, there's a little ditty that Mike Weir wrote. We kept singing all week as I've been singing it constantly in my head. We got our citizenship in the heavens. Got our citizenship in the heavens. Where I lift up my eyes, Christ is coming in the skies. You know, and it's like, just so awesome to spend the week together with the kids.
That's great. Thank you.
And Tracy, I wanted to share too one of the verses you and Lily went to that blessed me. Where in Ephesians 2, verse 18, for through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. And that really rocked me. It just blessed me. And Tracy handed out these, like, and Lily handed out these paper bricks of sorts. And the thing that just really, really stuck out to me again is that, you know, you look at a house, it's made of many bricks. One brick standing alone is not sufficient to house anything. But together, all the bricks together make a house to dwell in. And it says that this is where God dwells, in his temple, and it's each one of us being built together. And our Lord Jesus Christ being that cornerstone that sets things straight, and everything comes off of him. And the bricks that are built off of him, everything's going to be just the way it was designed. And I thought, gosh, just was such a reminder to me of how desperately we need one another and need to be together in this one body just to, you know, exemplify exactly that. What God has done in the Spirit, we get to do here in meeting with one another and being with one another. So that really blessed me. Stuck. It was the highlight of my camp for, you know, in terms of the word for me. Yeah, so
there you go.
And I'm looking around.
Yeah.
Kids holding up. Look at each other. Where does God live? Up here.
Right
here.
Amen.
Yeah. Look at the little one.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, it is interesting in the church epistles. I remember the first time I realized this, it was like, huh? It talks about those that love God, but in the epistles, we're not commanded, as in the rest of the word, to love God. The command is to love one another. Isn't that something? It's really huge. You know, some years ago, I remember Jim and I were talking about this, and I think it was taught somewhere along the line. You know, people want to get to know their Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the ways that we get to know our Lord Jesus Christ is by getting to know one another. And serving one another. You know, we certainly learn from God's word, but boy, in a practical sense, in reality, that's, you know, where the rubber meets the road, where we really begin to learn about our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that cool? It's so simple. The body is a big deal. Thank God. So,
did you want to share? Did any of the kids?
I was just gonna ask that. Yeah, and Joanna too. I asked.
Yeah. Well, it was cool. So we were in the littles room, which is a little bit the younger kids, like the 2s to 4s, and so it was similar what was taught, but it was cool to see it in just in little bite-sized pieces so that they could understand. So it was neat. It was just all very interactive and easy for the kids. So they started with, you know, why do we need a Savior? Went to Adam and Eve and how Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and they broke that relationship that we had with God. And so Jesus Christ sent his Son to fix that relationship. And it was just, again, very sweet and short and just little bite-sized pieces so that they could understand. And then we went into God's house. Well, how do we get into God's house? And it was cool because they made like a little house on the floor and little keys to get in. And they talked about the things that, well, can these things get you into God's house? No, that key doesn't work. And so they went through the different options to get into God's house. And what gets you into God's house is believing on Jesus Christ and that God raised him from the dead, and that is the winning key. So each kid went through, and each kid, do you believe on Jesus Christ and that God raised him from the dead, and is he your Lord? And they go, yep. They got the key, and they go right into the house until all the kids were in God's house.
I love this.
It was so sweet. And then from there, they went into, well, now that we're in God's house, what does that mean? It means we're a new creation. And Jessie DeVallis, she had like a little butterfly costume. So she went from being a little caterpillar to all of a sudden the wings, and she's a butterfly. But what's cool is, we talked about how that changed. It's, you don't look different on the outside. We look the same. But it's on the inside that we've changed and we're a new creation. So then they went into, well, what does that mean? Nothing is different. We're still on this earth, but we have God's spirit in us, and we're a new creation. So the things that are of God's kingdom, we can bring those things here in this world, and we can be lights in this world, and that's where it kind of landed. So again, it was really sweet, short, simple, little tiny bite-sized pieces for the kids, but they had a blast, and they really got it. It was really cool to see.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm not sure about the house, too.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Lily, did you want to share anything? You're not obligated, but if you have anything on your heart, you'd like to share it.
I just like agreeing with what everyone said.
Okay.
It was really good.
It was a great week. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you guys, too. I know it's a lot of work. And, just for serving in that way, too. Because you're in it. I mean, right? You bring your kids to youth camp, you're in it.
We're going to go home and nap all next week.
Yeah, you can run, but you can't hide.